the door team goes out, you know, they're looking to put a big push on in the senior championship. You know, this year just it didn't happen for the lads that are involved with the senior team, but listen, hopefully we can make up for it now in the reserve final and maybe bring a bit of silverware back home. And, you know, a bit of smile back in the people of Eudora and give a bit of a lift to the parish, you know, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. You have a good record in the Senior B Championship, haven't you?
Yeah, we have a good record any time we get to the final. But as I was saying to the boys all year, our main focus all year was this Reserve Championship, you know, and league. We were just looking at performances. But as I said to the lads, it's getting to the final. That's the hardest bit. You know, there's no point getting to a quarter-final or semi-final and getting beat, you know. Just getting to the final is the hardest bit, you know. If you get to the final, it can go any day, whether you're an underdog or favourite. That's just where it performs on the day.
Yeah, and it's been a tough enough road here as well. I know you had a big win over McCool's in the quarterfinal, but put to the pin of your collar last week in the semi-final by Ardra.
Yeah, Ardra, well, as we said, going into the Ardra game, a lot of people called me after the draw was made and said, geez, we have a draw. I agreed with them, but deep down, I said, this is the hardest draw we could possibly get, because they went to the final last year. In my eyes, there wasn't a reserve team like them this past 10 years from what I could see, and they're a top, top reserve team, and we knew we had to be at our best there last week going into that game, and they really put it up to us, you know, and the lads we took off the bench really made a difference to us last week. They pushed the whole thing on for us, and all year, that's the way we've been operating. The boys that come off the bench have been pushing it on for us in the final 15, 20 minutes in games. And as I said again,
tell me about this team of yours.
Yeah, well, more so this year, it is a good mix of, it's a good blend actually of youth and experience. Now, last year, it was a lot of experience. There wasn't that much youth in it, but helped me out this year's Murray O'Donnell, and he was in charge of the minors. And kind of when I took the job, I had this idea in the back of my mind that, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have the minor manager on board, because he would know the minor players a lot better than I would, obviously. So he's come on board along with me and along with the minor lads, and really they freshen the whole thing up, and they bring so much energy and youth to the whole setup, and it's helping the likes of James Geller and Dan McBride and the Chris McFadden and all these lads on, you know. It saves them doing all the donkey work, yeah. You know, the lads are just working their socks off, and you couldn't ask any more of the boys, you know.
Yeah, because again, just of some of the young players.
Well, we have the likes of Connor Boyle, he's inside, Eamon Collum. We have Oran Ferry, County Minor. Shane Ferry hasn't appeared for us this year yet. Now, he had a 2-game suspension there, but he's available now for the final. We have young Dylan Donald coming off the bench. We have young Yasa McBride. There's 6 or 7 lads there that, you know, from the minor setup that make a difference to any team, you know.
Yeah. You know-